This past January, German authorities forced Toyota to remotely shut off the preheating feature in every single combustion engine for Lexus and Toyota in the country. In this video, I will cover what happened to over 100,000 cars and why you should pay attention even if you don't live in Germany. So here's what's happening. German authorities forced Toyota to turn off the feature that lets you warm up your car from your phone right before you have to go somewhere. This feature is especially useful in the winter. It lets you defrost your windows and heat up the cabin before you have to go. But German law says running your engine while parked is unnecessary idling, even if you're doing it remotely from your kitchen. Toyota spokesman Ralf Mueller said it did it to protect vehicle users from fines. In my opinion, this basically means the government wasn't going to chase down individual car owners, so they went straight to the source and made Toyota flip the kill switch. Now, Germany has had anti-idling laws for decades. They're strict about emissions and noise pollution. The main law, paragraph 30 of their traffic regulations, bans unnecessary running of engines. They don't want trucks idling during deliveries or people warming up their cars in their driveways. Fines start at 80 euros, but can go way higher, up to 50,000 euros for serious violations. So technically, using remote start was always illegal in Germany, but enforcement was basically impossible until now. How would authorities catch you warming up your car in your own garage? They couldn't. But with connected cars, they don't need to. They just tell the manufacturer to turn it off for everyone at once. Here's where it gets interesting. Electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids, they kept the feature because those cars heat up the cabin using battery power, not by running the engine. So if you drive a Lexus EV, you are fine. But if you drive the same exact car with a gas engine, sorry, you're out of luck. And German car brands like BMW and Mercedes, they barely offered remote start to begin with. Meanwhile, Toyota, Lexus, and other non-German brands built this feature for markets like the US where it's totally normal and then brought it to Europe without thinking it through. The go-to solution in Germany has always been auxiliary heaters. There are standalone heating systems that warm your car without running the engine. They burn fuel way more efficiently, produce fewer emissions, and you can control them remotely just like the feature that Toyota killed. However, the catch? They cost anywhere from 1,000 to 250,000 euros to install. Now, if you're watching this from the US, you might be thinking, okay, but that's Germany. We love our remote starts here. And you're right. Remote start is huge in America, especially in places like Minnesota or Wisconsin or anywhere that gets an actual winter. But here's the thing. The same technology that let Germany kill this feature exists in American cars too. Every Ford, GM, Toyota, Tesla, basically any car with an app can be updated remotely. The infrastructure is already here and we're already seeing early warning signs in the US. Some states and cities have anti-idling laws on the books. New York City bans idling for more than 3 minutes and 1 minute if you're near a school. California also has strict idling rules for commercial vehicles. Colorado, Massachusetts, and Connecticut also all have restrictions. Right now, these laws aren't being enforced against regular people using remote start. But as environmental regulations get tighter and more politicians look for ways to cut emissions without banning gas cars outright, what's stopping them from doing the same exact thing that Germany did? Think about it. If a city like San Francisco or Seattle decided remote start violates their clean air goals, they could pressure automakers to geofence the feature. Turn it off automatically when you're in city limits. No legislation needed, no enforcement needed, just a software update. And here's the scary part. Once manufacturers know they can be held responsible for features that let customers break laws, they're going to be a lot more cautious. Why risk a lawsuit or regulatory headache when you can just disable things preemptively? There's also the precedent this sets. Today it's remote start, tomorrow could be anything. What if future fuel economy regulations decide that certain driving modes waste too much gas? What if noise ordinances decide your sport exhaust is too loud and the manufacturer remotely switches you to quiet mode? What if insurance companies lobby to have performance features disabled because they increase accident risk? The mechanism is the same, and once it's normalized in one country, it spreads. Plus, Americans buy a lot of the same cars that are sold in Europe. Toyota sells the same Lexus models here that they have in Germany. If they're already building the ability to remotely disable features based on location and regulations, that capacity exists in your car too, whether it's being used right now or not. And here's the uncomfortable truth. This is the future. As cars get more connected and more software dependent, this kind of thing is going to happen more often. Governments can enforce rules without ever pulling you over. Manufacturers can change your car after you drive it off the lot. And you're just along for the ride. On one hand, yeah, Germany has a real air quality problem. Cities like Stuttgart have struggled with pollution for years. Idling engines do produce emissions and every bit counts. But on the other hand, this was a feature people paid for, expected to work, and relied on during the coldest part of the year. And for Americans, this raises a huge question. Are we okay with our cars being remotely controllable? Are we okay with features disappearing based on where we live and what laws get passed? Because once this gets normalized, there's no going back. So here's where we're at. Over 100,000 people in Germany just learned that the features in their car can disappear overnight. And the rest of us, including Americans who love the remote start, just got a preview of what's coming as cars get more connected and more governments figure out that they can regulate by remote control. The question isn't whether this will happen again, it's when, where, and what gets turned off next. Please subscribe and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Thank you.